Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 251. 251. We've been personalizing Psalm 91, and now let's say together Psalm 91, verse 11. What are we going to say? For he has given his angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Oh, you are royalty. You are royalty par excellence. You are royalty. Let no man argue you out of this. This is your place. This is where you are. This is who you are. I know who I am. So, he's giving his angels charge over you. We've read two scriptures about mighty angels. Now, we want to go to another quotation that will help us understand the ministry of angels, what the angels are doing for you. Hebrews 12:22, a very simple scripture. I'm sure that you know or you've seen it before, and I've told you, read it for yourself and see with your own eyes. There is something about reading it with your own eyes. Okay? And it says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. So if you are in Mount Zion, and you know what Mount Zion means, is not the physical mountain Mount Zion, but Mount Zion is a symbol of Christianity. Okay, and it says that you have come onto Mount Zion, and that place is the city of the living God. It was a city of David, but now it's a city of the living God. And then is the heavenly Jerusalem. You know, some people, when they heard, especially when we were preaching in the villages and the pastors were talking about Jerusalem, the people were ignorant, thought that Jerusalem can only be found in heaven. So when they travel now and they meet, they go somewhere or they are reading and hear that, oh, Jerusalem is on earth. They wonder, how could Jerusalem be on earth? I thought Jerusalem was only heaven. No. We have the earthly Jerusalem, but this time we have the heavenly Jerusalem also. And God says that you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels. Oh, I love that. I love that. It's so sweet. Innumerable company of angels. Let's look at how the New Living Translation says it. And to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. Oh, countless thousands of angels. Countless thousands of angels. Hallelujah. Bible in basic English. And to an army of angels which may not be numbered. They are beyond number. An army of angels. Oh, where God has brought you, there is an army of angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. And the New Living Translation says, countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. An army of thousands of angels that cannot be counted. Hallelujah. This is where you live. This way. Oh, of course, I know you live in Pretoria. I know you live in Bamako. I know you live in... But when we talk about where we are spiritually, you know, where you are right now, God says that you are amongst an army of angels that cannot be counted. It's a great army, an army of joyful angels and you are in the midst of them. How can you let your life be full of depression if this is what God has given you? You cannot look at your present circumstance or what is ahead of you, that which is on the on your table right now. It's like you fix it or you cannot move on. Let me tell you, you are in the company of angels. Oh, we are surrounded by angels. We are in the company of angels. Something positive is going on in your life, no matter what negative, how negative it is, and it's like the sun will never shine again. That devil is a liar. You are in the company, not of devils, but of angels, joyful angels. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.